I'd like to make the motion that we do not enter into a contract with Abutech for K-12 anti-bullying campaign.
On February the 7th, the Monroe City School District passed on the expenditure of Andre Lewis's book, No More Bullies. Members cited the presence of effective anti-bullying programs within schools as a reason for turning it down. Board member Vicki Kretzer listed plans that the district already uses to combat bullying, such as the YMCA's Positive Action Initiative and other anti-bullying programs. But according to some, bullying remains a big problem. The district's 21st Century Community Learning Center project director, Patricia Johnson, says bullying is constant.
I hear about it all the time. I hear about it from the principals. I hear about it from the children at school. I hear about it from my children at my church who say that they're afraid to go to school. They're bullied. And I also hear from the other side of the ones that are bullies, you know, about what they're going to go to school to do. It's alive and it's reality.
Of course, the days of students having to worry about only face-to-face encounters with bullies are long over. Flint Smith is a school psychologist for Ouachita Parish Schools. He says online bullying is rampant.
80% of high school seniors who've been on a social network report that at least one time they've seen somebody do something, say something on there that they would identify as bullying. A very disparaging remark to somebody. So cyberbullying is very difficult to measure, of course, and easy to do.
Smith says students are reluctant to seek help.
Over half of adolescents say they've been bullied online or they've witnessed it. About 25% have been bullied repeatedly through their cell phones or internet. That's interviewing kids. Well over half of those did not tell their parents when it occurred. One of the motivations for that is to not lose the device that they communicate with. I've had many students tell me if I tell my parents that I'm talking to this student, they'll take my phone. Or if I tell them I'm going to this site, they'll take my phone or internet.
This can have dire consequences.
More risk factors, the more dangerous the situation. And for an at-risk youth or group of youth, bullying can be a major component for them that can be a precipitating event that really pushes them toward that type of ideation and thinking. So, everything that I've looked at indicates that high level of cyberbullying, because it's so easy to access without it being monitored. There have been several national cases that have gotten national media that indicate that bullying, cyberbullying in particular, was a component in that child's eventual suicide.
The Ouachita Parish School District has had to deal with a spate of student suicides. Over the past two school years, 7 students in the parish have taken their own lives, the most recent being in September of 2011. Superintendent Bob Weber says there appear to have been few common threads in the deaths, and cyberbullying does not appear to have been a cause in any of the cases. Still, the superintendent says that cyberbullying is a regular occurrence among students in his district. For KEDM, I'm John Hughes.